This is your Mountain Meisters Recap with Kevin Hamlin.
Here we go, talking about Mountain Meisters.
Yeah, buddy.
How you doing, Kevin? Good morning.
How are you? Good morning.
Thank you for stopping on by. We're doing well. And let's start off before we get into what happened at Mountain Meisters yesterday. MLK weekend must have been a great one.
Oh, it was a great weekend. Saturday was a really good ski day.
Yeah.
And Sunday, I think everybody in the state, the other states came and went skiing Sunday, and so, it was a great day after the snow we had.
And you guys had a lot going on, too, when it comes to events and happenings, so it was
a lot going on, and it was the perfect timing for the snow. It ended before the morning got here, and the line off of the main quad was just ridiculous for people waiting to get up.
I was actually talking to Roy about that, and he said, we couldn't have asked for a better storm time.
Yeah.
You know, it starts late at night. Ends early in the morning.
Roads
beautiful.
Are clear.
Yeah. Everybody's ready to go.
Yeah. No, it was awesome.
Great.
That was great.
That's good news. And of course, some of that snow, I'm sure you held over. And now with the snowmakers and all the groomers out there, we're able to have a wonderful Mountain Meisters yesterday.
The skiing is just phenomenal right now. It's awesome.
Yeah. Very good. So what went down for yesterday's course?
Yesterday was a great day. We had almost 300 racers come through.
Excellent.
Raised over $200 for the White Mountain Trail Collective, which is awesome. So that's picking up. Regular racing, and then, you know, the norm.
Yeah.
We had all those guys show up after right about almost 5:30
and
take their runs. And we only had two times that I was hoping somebody was going to break in the 24-second mark, and Julian and Richie Scanlon broke into the 24s. Richie took it.
Okay.
Took the title
all
this
right.
week. But and then for the girls, though, rookie Maddie Glavin just turned 21, so she's able to race this year, and she beat out all the girls this week, and she threw down a run. So
good to see that new blood getting into the game.
It's awesome. It's great.
And that is part of the fun, too, is that little bit of competition, especially when it comes to the fast guys. They know who they are. They know that they're at the top of the list, so they have to try to edge each other out, make it go faster and faster.
Yeah, exactly. And it's fun to watch those guys, and especially with the new video cameras that Sean has put up over the race trails. You can go back and watch, and you can see that it's live streaming down in the pub.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. It's pretty nice. Yeah,
getting pretty interactive.
Yeah, which is pretty awesome.
Excellent. And, of course, you can check out all the details about the Mountain Meisters on Facebook. Kevin posts up some videos there of the course. You get kind of a heads up what's going on. And then everything's posted at cranmore.com as well. Next week, you'll continue on with the pay-to-play for the White Mountain Trail Collective.
Yep, one more week for them.
Which is great.
One big note, I kind of made the executive decision because I can.
Sure.
But I talked to a bunch of people, and our pay-to-play normally starts at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of doesn't help the people in the morning that, you know, got to get there and they only have maybe a couple hours. So we're gonna do a pay to play. We're gonna see how it works. We're gonna open it all day long.
Nice.
We do want to raise as much money as we can for these people. So. Mm-hmm. We're going to open up all day long, so hopefully...
So that's good to know. So those morning racers will be able to...
Morning racers will be able to go take their two runs and then pay for the third, so...
Very good.
Let's see if we can, you
know, some more money.
Beat that amount, so...
Excellent. And then what are we looking forward to next week when it comes to the actual racing? Anything different? What's going on with the leagues? Everything's going to be finalized soon.
So finally have, hopefully, all the teams finalized. I put in the paper, and obviously now have all the team captains go online to the Mountain Meister page and check your team rosters.
Okay.
Make sure there are no changes that need to be done.
Yep.
And then hopefully next week we can update on which team is all the team points and who's leading the way.
We start getting to the standings.
So,
yeah.
So hopefully that will come next week. So.
Very cool. Okay, so we can look forward to that. And then I know there's always something going on at Cranmore. You said you had a bunch of upcoming events. So let's go down that list.
Upcoming events. let's see. This Saturday, they have this New England Winter Wild event. It's an early morning mountain race. So it's a skin uphill and a race downhill. It's about a 3.5 mile course.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds kind of fun for those guys. It's
sure.
for overachievers.
Right.
it's a 7 a.m. mass start. So you can go to cranmore.com for more info on that.
Okay.
We're having the safety days again with Cranmore Ski Patrol, the Terrain Park Rangers, and Seymour the Penguin from 11 to 2. So you can meet with them, and I believe they provide some hot chocolate
and
whatnot.
Yeah.
Always Cranapalooza from 2:30 to 4:30. And live music with White Steer and Zips. And then one other event I just wanted to put a bug in everybody's ear is Super Bowl Sunday on the 2nd.
Yep.
We have an Ian Meserve Scholarship Fund race. Mm-hmm. It's a dual panel slalom. It's $20 entry fee. If you have a pass, great. If not, that's also, I believe, $29 day at Cranmore. So it was a great event last year. I'll have it more info next week on all the going-ons for that, but I just want to put a bug in everybody's ear. It's a great fundraiser. Ian was a great guy, so I want to see how many people we can get out for that. It'll be a great day.
No, that sounds great. And, it's, and of course, everybody will be home before the game, just in case anybody's worried about it. Although there's two other teams playing. I don't even know
who
they are.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Pats aren't in. You don't need to prep
no
all these
stress
games.
There.
Yeah, no
you
stress.
Might catch a commercial or two. But nonetheless, that is a great way to spend that day. And then, of course, everybody will gather for that big game.
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. All right. Again, all those details, of course, everything you check out at Cranmore.com. You can follow the Mountain Meisters on Facebook for all the updates. And Kevin will keep us up to date each and every week, coming right here on Thursdays when it comes to the Magic Morning Show.
You got it.
We appreciate it, sir.
Hey,
thanks.
Thank you.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.